Thomas Paine Podcast, a Friday, Paine in the Morning. This might be your new theme song. Now I want to be your dog. This might be the new. This could replace the Star Spangled Banner. Hope you're having a good Friday. Getting ready for the weekend. Now I want to be government's dog. Yeah. Well, getting ready for the weekend, I hope, out there. Trying to salvage something out of the week. And my brain is moving at 200 miles an hour, and my mouth is at 35. My mouth is in a school zone. It's 25 miles an hour. We're going to start out doing something a little bit different tonight. Jump right to the videotape. So you folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit get access to the videotape. And we're going to show you a very strange side effect from some folks who are getting the different, quote-unquote, injections. You have to be careful with the V word. You know, these days. But check this out, and then we'll come back to it. Let's go to the videotape.
We mentioned these stories. The odd side effects have caught the eye, they've caught the news, and they've come from what we're being told is a bioweapon. They keep getting told it's just a regular virus. It makes sense that you'd have these weird side effects. We don't know if all these side effects are real, but people are certainly talking about them. One weird one that has been popping up.
Several videos along this line, we're going to show you one here.
Is the site of injection being magnetized? Those who have gotten have started to try to attach magnets to their arm, and this was reportedly the result.
So here's a magnet. This is the arm I got. The thighs are shot in. And there it is.
Come closer.
Stick into my arm. That's where I got the shot. And here's the magnet on the arm I didn't get the shot. You go figure it out. We're tricked. We're all
f***ed. They're like leaving the needle in your arm or like leaving some sort of metal in your arm. I recently just got the COVID vaccine like last month and I wanted to try it out and see if that was true. So I have a magnet here. It's an actual magnet. I just got it off my fridge. This is the arm I got the COVID vaccine on, so I'm going to see if the magnet sticks to my arm, and if it does, then what I heard is true. So I got the vaccine somewhere like back here. No, you're kidding. It, like, if I slide it down, it stops right there. Like, I can feel it.
Lift your sleeve up. Put your arm down at the side.
What?
What? There's something magnetic in our arm. They put something in our arm.
You know, there's
I don't know, dude. I don't know what the hell's going on.
That was the negative there. Okay. Yeah, you see that? You're gonna have to flip it.
I know, but you can see it pushing. See it pushing, and then
flip it, and it stays.
And flip it.
And once it push away. It kind of wants
to weird. It almost wants to stick.
Yeah, it's almost
on the bottom side. It pushes, but then when you get a little higher,
it will stay.
It wants to stick.
Dang, there's a positive and a negative charge.
No, it's still pushing, but then flip it over.
You got chipped.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
bye.
Bye.
Arm, I got the thighs are shot in. And there it is.
Come closer.
Stick into my arm. That's where I got the shot. And here's the magnet on the arm. I didn't get the shot. You go figure it out. We're chipped. We're all
It's not taped. It's not glued. This is where I got my shot at.
You know, COVID-19 vaccination record card. Well, I didn't like what I saw at the end. When they gave me the needle, I didn't see any needle come out. And it wasn't there. So I said, what the f*** is that? Oh, nothing. It's retractable. So I go metal detecting, and I got this metal detector device right here that will detect metal, even small pieces, because that's what it's used for. So I'm going to check my arm for a second. See if I can detect anything in here. Give me a minute. I'm doing this myself, so it isn't quite as easy as I thought. What the f***? Tear it off. What the f***?
Huh? What do you think about that? COVID chat.
Why does it feel like a needle going in me though when that back magnet goes across it? I can tell. Something's not right. Now I'm scared. I mean, why does it feel like a needle going in me? Kevin, don't touch it, please.
So what if
the next thing the public could be shamed into getting?
At some point, even the naysayers are going to have to come to terms with what has happened. Now, those are regular Americans. If you ask me, we're duped into taking this lining up and being treated as a human test subject, a human guinea pig. And it's a good thing only 30% of the country is elected to do that. Although they're a fucking vocal 30%, are they? Look at my car. Look at my injection card. Everybody, I got my sticker. You better do your part. I got my vaccine. I'm ready to go out. Let me know if you guys want to have a ladies' night out or a guys' night out. Not with you. We got enough problems. I fear that more people, of course, will end up getting this situation. But you can't deny what you just watched. That's not some kind of parlor trick or some kind of scheme. If a magnet sticks to your arm, there's a fucking problem. I mean, there's a lot of people in Congress probably have metal plates in their head. That's one thing. Every time you run the microwave in the Capitol Commissary, someone pisses their pants and forgets their name. But metal in your arm? What else is in these things? It's going to take a long time to figure it out, folks. Long time. you can't deny what you just watched. If you're not getting on the videotape, get on the videotape. Patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. This is the part where I say yo to those folks. Thank you for helping us keep the lights on. The community is fantastic. That clip came from. We grabbed it from True News, the folks over at True News. And pretty good reporter over there, Edward Zoll. He likes to mix it up. God bless him. But that was a heads up from one of our folks on patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribe cigar. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Or subscribe cigar. It's Friday. What the hell? We can change the name of the URL. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Paint After Dark, videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Paint After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations and the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than any crap you see on social media as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And we, in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/TruePundit and on subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product, and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com /TruePundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in. We just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here and with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach, and those are the folks we're looking for, smart people. As I said before, the forums on these platforms are dynamic and fantastic, and we appreciate the intel. It's more like an intel operation at this point. That's what happens when you get smart people together. Good things can happen. And we have big plans, so stick around. And you should be on those platforms. Simple as that. Ad-free podcast, Pain in the Morning, Pain After Dark on Saturdays. We'll do another one on Saturday, and although we're very busy here with this platform, trying to get this thing tackled and launched with announcements coming in the very near future. And I'm psyched. I'm fucking psyched, because we need something like this. The platforms we're on have been fantastic in a way, but they're not really built for what we're doing and what we've been doing. It's more of like an artist thing, Patreon and Subscribestar, but we are rocking and rolling, and we are stretching the limits like a rubber Gumby of those platforms, stretching the limits in more ways than one. I always feel like I'm tap dancing on the edge of a razor blade. Just, you never quite know when the overlords are going to swoop down and knock you on your ass. So thanks on those platforms. Check out those platforms. Get in the fucking know, man. These are some smart people on there. Hundreds and hundreds of smart people. How can you go wrong? It's better than listening to liars. I'll tell you that right now. Okay. Let's crank it up on a Friday right into the news. And as soon as I pick out some music, we're just going to rock and roll. Man, what a day. Some of the stuff I saw today, the phones didn't stop ringing. And one call after another. I apologize to the folks that did check in with me. And I told you, oh, I'll call you right back. I'll call you right back. It never happened. It never happened. And I acknowledge that I left you hanging. About 7 or 8 different people. It's just, it was rapid fire. And then that's the way it goes. Play a little Scar Tissue. It's appropriate. More appropriate than ever. Scar Tissue that I wish you saw. Sock after Mr. Know It All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this lonely view. With the CDC, we're all fucking screwed, yeah. It's my new COVID album. We're working on it. On top of everything else. I teamed up with Josie and the Pussycats. And we're going to cut the album. Fully vaccinated people can ditch their masks indoors. And physical distancing. Oh, thank you. Our overlords are allowing us to breathe air. Go fuck yourself. Number one. Number two, no one tells me what I can and can't do. Regardless of these people still think they run your life, they don't run my fucking life. You can ditch your mask. Hey, fuck sticks. We ditched our masks months ago. Smart people. We ditched social distancing months ago. We ditched your hyped up bullshit fear fucking wagon campaign on these injections months ago. And so has 70% of the country who thinks you guys are so fucked up they won't even line up for your free battery acid. Who the hell do these fucking people think they are that they can tell you when you can breathe fresh air? Do they actually think they have any dominion over? They don't have dominion over me. No, no fucking way. No. I don't even take these people seriously. Hey, I'm happy to analyze the news and give you my expertise on 35 years of working schemes, developing schemes for the government, etc. I'm happy. I love it. I love doing it. But I don't take these people seriously. And I don't. Now, I understand. To a certain extent, what they say goes, etc. I don't. They have no dominion over me whatsoever. I don't take them seriously. I don't chart the course for my family and my life in any manner using these guys as a guidepost or whatever. Whatever they say, I do the opposite. This country is too big for them to fucking come down on everybody. They don't even know what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. They get by, and to a large extent, by tricking people into thinking that they know what they're doing and that they're capable of carrying out certain edicts and things of that nature. You think fucking Biden is capable of doing anything? I think they just switched him over to Velcro shoes. Okay, I think that's where the stage we're at with this dummy. Don't let these fucking people tell you what you... I know there's people out there, oh my God, we've been waiting for this. We've been waiting for the CDC to say that we can take our masks off indoors. You people are fucking lost. You're hopeless and hapless and helpless. You've been, I watched the reaction today on social media. We've been waiting for this. Yay, this is why we got vaccine. You're fucking stupid. You're a walking refrigerator now. I could stick magnets on your arm. And who knows where else. Congratulations. They didn't tell you that was going to happen, did they? Dancing in the street, yeah. It's just people, oh my God, the CDC said we're allowed to breathe fresh air and we can stand next to somebody. Wow, it's a parade. Idiots. How the hell can you tell in the street who's fully vaccinated and who's not? You think, you know, people going to walk around with the Star of David on? You know, Marie Albanese a year ago made a joke about that. Actually, I don't think it was a joke. She just kind of said it in jest. That goes March 2020 podcast we did. She said, what, people are going to walk around with their yellow star? Is that what's going to happen? Or are they just going to, are these sad saps who ran out and trusted the government, are they just going to laminate their vaccine card and smack it on the fucking, on their forehead like a bunch of dopes that they are? I don't think it's, I don't know, man. If you could put a magnet on your body and it stays there, like the, in those videos. And you see the people, they're so freaked out, but they also acknowledge, well, I fucked up. This was stupid. The general purveying attitude is, Jesus, God almighty, what have I gotten myself into? Why is this magnet sticking on my arm? What could be? Oh, there's nothing in there. There's no microchips. There's nothing. Yeah. Magnets just stick to your arm for no reason. fuck out of here. People who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus no longer need to wear masks while indoors or outdoors or physical distance in either large or small gatherings. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced during a White House COVID-19 briefing Thursday. This broad, last seen crying, saying that things are bad. It's a tidal wave of chaos. Today she was jovial. I guess she took her meds today, I guess. I don't know. She's about one or two press conferences away from the crazy bitch warning on our show. We might have to pull out the crazy bitch warning. That's a public service to our listeners to know that a story about a crazy bitch is coming and anything is possible. I think it's only fair to to warn our loyal viewers and listeners. Fully vaccinated individuals are still advised to wear masks while in crowded indoor settings, such as while on public transportation and in hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. Why would you get the thing? What? I don't understand. I also don't understand. If people feel so fucking safe with their little injections, what do you care if anybody else got one? You're covered. Shut the fuck up. I mean, are you covered? That's the question, isn't it? We talked about the other day, 2 days ago, that one of the Yankees managers had got fully vaccinated and that he came down with COVID. Now, I guess it's seven other guys on the Yankees, coaches, etc., who are fully vaccinated who have COVID. Well, how's that? That seems to defy the odds that the CDC and the FDA were saying, oh, it's only, you know, a few people here and there. Oh, really? So how does the whole fucking team end up? They just lie through their teeth time and time again. But Walensky, I don't know if this broad's Polak or what, but she's given my Polish blood and everybody else a bad name if she is Polish. Gonna crank up the Polish jokes again, and that's the last thing we need. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy, Walensky said. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data of the performance of our vaccines and our understanding of how the virus spreads, the moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated. So, you only fully vaccinated 30% of the country, and according to your information, there's a downward trajectory of cases? Oh, okay. I'm sure it has a lot to do. You folks out there know that if you go to the hospital and you've been harmed by these injections, that they're being reported and categorized as COVID-related so the hospitals can cash in? Do you know that? So the reporting, to a certain extent, in many places about COVID-related hospitalizations are actually... The genesis of these things are actually from injuries from the injections. But the CDC doesn't want, and the FDA doesn't want hospitals to report. Say, look, don't report this stuff. Put it down as COVID-19 and you'll get paid again. Oh, okay. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Do these people actually think that smart people sit around waiting for these fucking tyrants, these weirdos, these career losers to make statements and edicts, and then our lives are made whole and we can go on living our lives now that we have their incredible intelligence, their incredible wisdom on how we should live our lives? Do these people actually think that? The last time we saw this bird brain, she was crying, saying there's a tidal wave of chaos coming. It's a hurricane. Oh my God, I'm so scared. And a couple weeks later, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. What happened in the last? I'll tell you what happened.